Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Quilted treasure. I'd be the first to tell you I am not a quilter and unlikely to become one unless catastrophe requires me to recycle old clothing remnants into blankets to warm me or my loved ones in the cold of winter. While I don't have patience to construct such intricate coverlets, I admire those who do. When our youngest daughter learned to quilt in a high school sewing class, I was thrilled she'd continue a family tradition that has waned since my great-grandmother last sorted through her rag bag to come up with pieces to create a lovely red and blue star heirloom that my mother still treasures. While much of quilting is traditional and similar, like many old-time crafts, it too has changed with new technology and access to specialty stores. When I examine older quilts, it's clear the seamstress used up remnants of material or old clothing. Oftentimes, the design seems haphazard as the maker found ways to incorporate a prized child's dress or shirt or a particularly lush piece of velvet or silk into a typically cotton or wool base. I feel like I can read the story of a family's existence just running my fingers over these antiques at an auction or in a secondhand store. A simple patchwork quilt I once bid for and won was made of dark-colored men's suits and ties from the early part of the 1900s. What a thrill to move my fingers like they were reading Braille from one block to another, feel the differences in the weights and weaves of summer and winter fabric. The quilter had also incorporated skinny and fat ties from different eras into this construction as well. She hadn't intended to be artful. She'd meant to keep a body warm during drafty plains winters while she used up scrap fabric. After sleeping under my prize, it was clear the seamstress had succeeded. In no time, I was toasty. As dull and plain as this might have been, I found it well-stitched and lovely. My own ancestor's quilt is similar. It is made of practical fabrics that started as everyday clothing and ended up as a charming bed cover. When I look at the tiny stitches, I feel I know this long-dead woman who surely found herself each evening exhausted by raising a big family and helping to run a livery stable and boarding house in southwest Kansas. Somehow, she still found time to make something useful and pretty out of rags. Most quilts I see made today are every bit as lovely, if not more so, than their predecessors' examples. The difference is that the quilter has visited a specialty shop to buy coordinated yards of fabric that please the eye and match a room's decor. While the patterns may be intricate, new technology simplifies the cutting and stitching compared to those efforts of that woman decades ago who worked with simple tools by a flickering oil lamp. A quilt display at the Dane G. Hansen Museum illustrated everything I've tried to express in this essay. As I walked from one presentation to another, I could see the differences between those quilts made in the past from saved scraps and those constructed using modern techniques. Each one was beautiful in its own way. And in case anyone is wondering, I wouldn't turn down the gift of a quilt. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.